यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन जमुनातीरावनचारी जमुनातीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन जमुनातीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय हम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीबीटी संस्थापक आचार्य इस डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय हम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की गौ प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस ऑल ग्लोरियस ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग Hare Krishna. So, in today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class, today we will be discussing from 7th canto, 9th chapter entitled Prahlad Pacifies the Lord with Prayers, verse 28. Evam जननम जनम निपतितम कामा कामाभिकाम सॉरी एवं जनम निपतितम अहिकूपे कामाभिकामां अनु या प्रपतन प्रसंगात कृत्वात्मसात सुरा ऋषिना गृहीता भगवान गृहीता स अहम् कथम् नु विसृजे तव भृत्यसेवम् एवं जनम निपतितं प्रववाहि कूपे एवं जनम निपतितं प्रववाहि कूपे कामाभिकामां अनुया प्रपतं प्रसंगात् कामाभिकामां अनुया प्रपतं प्रसंगात् कृत्वात्मसात् सुरशीन भगवन् गृहीता कृत्वात्मसात् सुरशीन भगवन् गृहीता सोहं कथं नु विसृजे तव भृत्य सेवाम् सोहं कथं नु विसृजे तव भृत्य सेवाम् एवं जनम निपतितं प्रववाहि कूपे कामाभिकामां अनुया प्रपतं प्रसंगा कृत्वात्मसात् सुरसीन भगवन् गृहीता सोहं कथं नु विसृजे तव भृत्य सेवाम् एवं जनम निपतितं प्रभवाहि कूपे कामाभिकामाम् अनुयाः प्रपतं प्रसंगा कृत्वात्मसात् सुरसीन भगवन् गृहीता सोहं कथं नृसृजे तव भृत्यसेवाम् एवं जनम निपतितं प्रववाहि कूपे कामाभिकामाम् अनुयाः प्रपतं प्रसंगात् कृत्वात्मसात् सुरसीन भगवन् गृहीता सोहं कथं नृसृजे तव भृत्यसेवाम् Please repeat. Evam padam patitam prabhavahi kupe kamikama manuya prapatam prasangad kritvat masat shurasina bhagavan grihita सोहं कथं नृसृजे तव भृत्यसेवा कृत्वात्मसात् सुरसीन भगवन् गृहीता सोहं कथं न वृसृजे तव भृत्यसेवाम् एवं जनं निपतितं प्रववाहि कूपे कामाभिकाममनुयः प्रपति प्रसंगात् आत्मसात् सुरसीन भगवान् गृहीता सोहं कथं नृसृजे तव भृत्यसेवा माता जी इसमें से कोई वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग एवं दस जनम पीपल इन जनरल निपतितम फॉलन प्रभावा ऑफ मटीरियल एग्जिस्टेंस अहिकूपे इन ए ब्लाइंड वेल फुल ऑफ स्नेक्स कामाभिकामम डिजायरिंग द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स अनु फॉलोइंग या द पर्सन हु प्रपतन फॉलिंग डाउन इन दिस कंडीशन प्रसंगाद बिकॉज ऑफ बैड एसोसिएशन or increased association with material desires. Kritvatmasat, causing me to acquire spiritual qualities like himself, Sri Narada, Shura Rishina, by the great saintly person, Narada, Bhagavan, O my Lord, Grihita, accepted. Sir, that person, aham, I, katham, how, nu, indeed, visruje, can give up, tava, your, vritya sevam, the service of your pure devotees. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, the key translation. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of my association with material desires, one after another, I was gradually falling in a blind well full of snakes, following the general populace. But your servant, Narada Muni, kindly accepted me as his disciple, and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave his service? You all repeat the translation in response behind me. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of my association with material desires, one after another, I was gradually falling into a blind well full of snakes, following the general populace. But your servant, Narada Muni, kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave his service? Purport. As will be seen in the later verses, even though Prahlad Maharaj was directly offered all the benedictions he might have desired, he refused to accept such offering from Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the contrary, he asked the Lord to engage him in the service of his servant Narada Muni. This is the symptom of pure devotee. One should serve the spiritual master first. It is not that one should bypass the spiritual master and desire to serve the Supreme Lord. This is not the principle of a Vaishnava. Narottam Das Thakur says, Tandira Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanevas Janame Janame Hai Yehi Abhilash. One should not be anxious to offer direct service to the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised that one become a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Gopi Bharta Padakamalayor Das Dasanudas. This is the process of approaching the Supreme Lord. The first service should be rendered to the spiritual master so that by his mercy one can approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead to render service. While teaching Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Guru Krishna Pasade Paye Bhakti Lata Beech. One can achieve the seed of devotional service by the mercy of the Guru, the spiritual master, and then by the mercy of Krishna. This is the secret of success. First, one should try to please the spiritual master, and then one should attempt to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado. One should not attempt to please Supreme Personality of Godhead by concoction. One must first be prepared to serve the spiritual master, and when one is qualified, he is automatically offered the platform of direct service to the Lord. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj proposed that he engaged in the service of Narada Muni. He never proposed that he engaged directly in the service of the Lord. This is the right conclusion. Therefore, he said, Soham katham nivrisraje tava bhritya sevam. How can I give up the service of my spiritual master who has favored me in such a way that now I am able to see you face to face? Prahlad Maharaj prayed to the Lord that he might continue to engage in the service of his spiritual master, Narada Muni. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो बिफोर आई बिगिन द क्लास आई वुड लाइक टू स्लीक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक वर्थ वाइल स्पेशली ऑन दिस टॉपिक विच इज कंसर्न्ड अबाउट स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर एंड गुरु तत्व। सो जनरली गुरु तत्व, गुरु मीन्स हेवी इन द सब्जेक्ट मैटर्स रिलेटेड टू स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स एंड द गुरु तत्व इज ऑल्सो क्वाइट हेवी। सो आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज स्पेशली सीनियर डिवोटीज सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग वर्थ वाइल। सो हियर द कॉन्टेक्स्ट इज ऑफ प्रहलाद महाराज ऑफरिंग प्रेयर्स टू नरसिंहदेव डायरेक्टली। सो वी सॉ इन द पास्ट दैट नरसिंहदेव अपियर्ड एंड वेरी पैराडॉक्सिकली किल्ड हिरण्यकश्यपु। हिरण्यकश्यपु वॉज सच ए डीमन दैट ही वॉन्टेड टू बाउंड सुप्रीम लॉर्ड विथ हिज लॉजिक ऑफ हाउ वन कैन नॉट डाई एट हिज हैंड्स। सो ही यूज्ड ऑल द लॉजिक्स बट नरसिंहदेव बींग सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड वेरी एक्सपर्टली किल्ड हिरण्यकश्यपु एंड विदाउट मच एफर्ट। एंड देन वी सॉ दैट वेरियस पर्सनैलिटीज केम एंड ऑफर्ड प्रेयर्स टू नरसिंहदेव एंड स्टिल नरसिंहदेव वॉज नॉट पैसिफाइड। हिज एंगर वॉज वेरी मच मैनिफेस्ट एंड ऑल द पीपल प्रेजेंट इन द असेंबली of Hiranyakashipu's kingdom could actually see that Narsingdev is still angry. He is not pacified even after the killing of Hiranyakashipu. So everyone came and they offered prayers to Narsingdev. And finally, Lord Brahma decided that it will be better if Prahlad Maharaj offers prayers. Because Narsingdev had actually appeared to protect Prahlad Maharaj from the hands of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu had already tried killing Prahlad Maharaj, but he failed. And this time, Narsingdev came and is actually taking kind of revenge for his atrocious activities towards Prahlad Maharaj. Now, in this particular verse, Prahlad Maharaj is glorifying Narad Muni. So this whole pastime actually glorifies both Narad Muni, Prahlad Maharaj and whole process of devotional service. Narad Muni, because of his expert preaching styles. In the Bhagavatam we have seen that Narad Muni had various disciples of various kinds. We see that in the beginning of Bhagavatam, Narad Muni was actually instructing Vyasa. So Vyasa was disciple of Narad Muni. Vyasa was actually literally incarnation of Lord, but still we see that Narad Muni accepted him as his disciple. Later on we see that Narad Muni also accepted Dhruva Maharaj as his disciple. So Dhruva Maharaj was also a small boy, but a huge material desire of becoming king of a kingdom which is greater than his great-grandfather, that is Brahma himself. So he accepted him as disciple, gave him some instructions of how to worship Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then we see that Dhruva Maharaj also becomes successful in the similar way Prahlad Maharaj was successful of seeing Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. And then we see that Narad Muni had disciples like Haryashvas and Yavarashvas who were sons of Prajapati Daksha, and he instructed them to become renunciates, give up the whole material life and live as brahmacharis and sannyasis.
So Dhruva Maharaj is, though he is disciple of Narad Muni, he becomes a king and rules this planet for almost 36,000 years. And then we see Narad Muni is instructing Haryashvas and Yavalashvas to, you know, give up material life and become renunciates. We see at other places that Narad Muni accepted Mrigari as his disciples. This story comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Mrigari was a hunter. And because of his various sinful activities, he was destined to go to hell. And Narad Muni preached him and brought him to the transcendental position of serving Supreme Lord. So this is an expertise of Acharya or Narad Muni, that he can accept disciples of various backgrounds. Generally in this material world, not everyone is similar. Everyone has his own karmic background and various inclinations of activities. So Narad Muni, being an expert Acharya, he could preach to them in their own way and bring them to transcendental position. And among all the disciples of Narad Muni, Prahlad Maharaj appears to be still more special, because Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb when Narad Muni had actually accepted him as disciple. So it was not that only by the atrocious activities of Hiranyakashipu that Prahlad Maharaj's life was at risk. Even before he was born, his life was at risk at the hands of demigods. Because when Hiranyakashipu went for doing tapasya, most of the demigods thought that Hiranyakashipu himself is a big demon. And definitely our post and position will be usurped by Hiranyakashipu. And if this guy, who is Prahlad Maharaj, comes out, he will assist either Hiranyakashipu, or he might become even a bigger demon than Hiranyakashipu. Who knows? So better to terminate him in the womb. And that was the strategy of demigods. In that way, not in the womb, in that they thought as soon as he is born, we will kill him. So in that way, they kidnapped Kayadu, mother of Prahlad Maharaj, and they wanted to keep Kayadu in captivity, and as soon as she delivers him, Prahlad Maharaj, so that they can kill him. But Narad Muni not only just saved his life from the hands of demigods, but he instructed Kayadu, not Kayadu actually, but he instructed Prahlad Maharaj inside the womb of Kayadu, so that he becomes a great devotee of Lord. And Prahlad Maharaj was such a great disciple that even hearing the instructions of his spiritual master in the womb, he came out and executed it afterwards. It is surprising to see, you know, we generally receive so many instructions from various spiritual masters, but it's quite difficult, even when we directly hear from them, to actually execute it. But Prahlad Maharaj had actually heard in the womb. He could have actually gave a very good reason after coming out to become a demon. He's actually telling in this verse that evam janam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe kamabhi kamam anuya prapatan prasangat. So he was telling that my sangha is of demoniac in nature. So demoniac people generally defy the authority of Supreme Lord, and their main goal is sense gratification. So they have list of desires, one after another. So Hiranyakashipu and his allies were actually working on that, to get this kingdom of this particular demigod, and then getting that under his control. And he was trying to expand his material desires. So when a person expands his material desires, he is actually making a way in which he will go to hell. He is actually clearing his path. When somebody is working on how he can increase his material desires, how can he fulfill his material desires, he is actually making a path for going to hell, and he is clearing its path also, so that he can directly go to hell. And the materialistic association gives us acceleration, so that we can go to hell very quickly. So Prahlad Maharaj had all these odds in his life for executing devotional service. His teachers, that is Shanda and Amarka, were demons. And they were also disciples of very great personality called Shukracharya. a very expert person who can use Vedic literatures for sense gratification. Vedas being a huge, vast literature, they can fulfill desires of any kind. Just because somebody says that I am follower of Vedic system, it doesn't mean that he is actually devotee. Because even demons are followers of Vedas. So the Shukracharya's sons, Shanda and Amarka, they were very great expert demons in politics, sociology, and various fields of expanding material desires. And Prahlad Maharaj had his association. But then, because of instructions of Narad Muni alone, he could actually remain in the transcendental position. So he brings out, and even in the Parpar, Srila Prabhupada brings out the position of a spiritual master. Who actually is a spiritual master? So a spiritual master is a person who actually brings out a disciple from the network of Maya, samsara. So in the first prayers of our day, we start with this verse, samsara dava nalalila loka. So the first activity what spiritual master does is, he actually picks him up from the material association and brings him to devotional service. Prabhupada tells in Bhagavad, in this purport, that he quotes actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bij. So now devotional service is compared to a tree. Bhakti Lata Bij. Lata means a creeper or a tree. So this Bhakti Lata creeper actually grows when there is a seed. So this seed is actually received in a person's heart by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. So even when we are telling that we are receiving mercy from Guru and Krishna, the aspect of Guru comes first. Prabhupada tells in this purport that one should first render service to the spiritual master. So he also quotes Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's song which we sing, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado, Yasya Aprasadat Nagati Kutobi. So spiritual master is actually a transparent via media by which Krishna can be pleased. So when we are doing devotional service, we are not actually sure whether we are pleasing Krishna or not. Because Krishna does not directly reciprocate with a person who is not very advanced in Krishna consciousness. So for a person like any person in general, it is very important to get an acknowledgement from spiritual master that he is actually advancing in spiritual life. Prabhupada writes that one should not serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead out of concoction. So out of concoction means serving out of his own whims. One should not think that, okay, if I do this, this may please Krishna. If I do something else outside of Krishna consciousness, that may also please Krishna. So this is all concoction. So these concoctions can be cleared by the mercy of spiritual master. Spiritual master is the one who actually guides that, do this. Devotional service is also a huge scope. There is a huge scope of doing various activities. But actually spiritual master engages a person as to how to render spiritual devotional service. Prabhupada writes in purport that by rendering service to the spiritual master, one may actually become qualified to render devotional service to the Lord directly. So it appears that serving Krishna directly needs some more qualification than to serving spiritual master. Although it is same, but it is not on the same level. So, devotional service, in one of the purport of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada explains about devotional service, that which is rendered in this world or in this material world, or that which is rendered directly in the association of Supreme Lord. He gives an example of mango. A mango is mango even when it is unripe and even when it is ripe. So it is compared that devotional service which we do at sadhana bhakti stage, it is like a unripe mango. And that which we do at pure devotional service, or that devotional service which we are doing directly in the association of the Lord, is like ripened mango. Although there is no difference, but there is maturity. When we eat sweet mango, ripened mango, we become more, it gives more pleasure. But the khatta mango is sometimes not so pleasurable. So, the association of spiritual master or devotees is always needed. Sometimes some Mayavadis profess that devotional service, activities of bhakti, that is doing archana or singing songs, it is needed only in beginning stages. They say that once we come little closer to the platform of devotional service, we no more need guru, we don't need any association of devotees, you just need jnana. And just by the jnana, you become what you want to achieve. And they use a very sophisticated terminology in explaining that the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are same. But this whole pastime and the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj defies this concept that spiritual master is needed only in the beginning stages of devotional service. Here, Prahlad Maharaj has actually achieved perfection of whole devotional service, that by which one is able to see Krishna or Supreme Personality of Godhead directly and offer prayers. But even at the stage of achieving complete perfection in devotional service, Prahlad Maharaj is telling that serving spiritual master is actually needed. And he is actually begging from the Lord that I want the service of Narad Muni. He is not telling that, Supreme Lord, I am done with everything in this material world. Now just take me to Vaikuntha and I want to stay eternally and serve you in the Vaikuntha. Yes, that should be the desire of a devotee, that he should go to Vaikuntha, but that is not, that should not be contrary or a bypassing way of spiritual master. If spiritual master is telling us how to render devotional service, we should not, bypass. Prabhupada uses this word. It is not that one should bypass the spiritual master and desire to serve the Supreme Lord. So this bypassing tendency of executing devotional service comes in materialistic minds. When a devotee thinks that I am very intelligent and I have great knowledge, he starts thinking that I can advance in spiritual life even without association of devotees or even without instructions of spiritual master. So that kind of tendencies should be given up for achieving pure devotional service. They may be categorized as some kind of devotional service, but that is not pure devotional service. So association of devotees, it actually protects and nourishes, like the example of mango. When mango is associated with the tree, it actually becomes ripened. So we also see that the association of devotees is something which is longed by devotees even in the presence of Lord. We see that same case of Dhruva Maharaj, when he had actually desire of achieving kingdom greater than Brahma, he did a great tapasya. By his tapasya, within 6 months he could achieve the presence of Supreme Lord. And then Supreme Lord was actually very pleased with Dhruva Maharaj. So when when Supreme Lord asked Dhruva Maharaj that please ask some benediction, Dhruva Maharaj was actually ashamed that actually I came to Supreme Lord with material desires in my heart. Although Bhagavatam professes that even if you have material desires, even if you have desire for liberation, and even if you don't have any desires, it is best to approach Supreme Personality of Godhead. But approaching Supreme Personality of Godhead with material desires is not considered ideal. To approach Supreme Personality of Godhead for pure devotional service is considered ideal. So Dhruva Maharaj was a little bit disappointed that I did not approach Supreme Lord with pure desires. Yet, he was still completely purified by the presence of Supreme Lord. So he had actually achieved what is needed in devotional service. But even after achieving that, he is asking for association of devotees. So association of devotees is more valuable than a great kingdom. And even going to Vaikuntha. So the association of devotees, we may not be able to realize the value of the association of devotees, but it actually it needs some maturity and understanding of Krishna conscious philosophy and its application for actually appreciating the devotees, association of devotees of the Lord. In the purport going ahead, Prabhupada brings out one more important aspect of devotional service. That is to be servant of servant of servant. Now, one aspect is that we long for association of devotees. We serve under the guidance of spiritual master. And another aspect is we develop the quality of being servant of servant of servant. So this is higher gradation of service. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks about what should be the identification of a person in devotional service. How one should identify oneself. In material world, there are so many identities which make a person dance in a circus. Once a person gets any post, he becomes a kind of manager in any company, the title itself makes him run and do so many activities which the soul has nothing to give and take with. Just because he is attached to that body or that post, he becomes prisoner of his identity. And he runs here and there. He thinks that I am Indian, and he starts thinking and working in that way. If he sees that the growth of Indian's economy, India's social position and political position is improving, he becomes happy. If India becomes successful, he thinks that, I am happy. If Indian economy goes down, he becomes sad. If his family becomes successful, or family members become successful, he thinks that I am happy. So all these things carry him through various stages of life without actually giving him the real identity. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives a real identity. What is the real identity of a person? Is that he is Gopi Bharta Padakamalayor Das Dasanu Das. So why one should become Dasanu Das? Is that when we become more Dasanu Das, we get more mercy. In material world, the philosophy is little different. Once when his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada was in Japan for getting the contract of printing his Bhagavad Gita with Macmillan company. So Prabhupada had gone to Macmillan company and he was dealing of what cost the Bhagavad Gita will be printed and various aspects of printing Bhagavad Gita. So after the meeting, when the meeting got over, all the people left except one person. And Srila Prabhupada asked him, Prabhupada was trying to preach him and he was talking to him. And Prabhupada asked him, what is the goal of your life? generally people in this world are wandering without goal, or their goal will be sense gratification, that which is temporary. So Prabhupada thought that I'll ask him what is his goal of his life. So generally after the meeting, everyone was placing his card, visiting card on the table. And this guy took a round about a table, got all the cards of his colleagues, and he placed his card on the top. And he indicated that I wanted to be boss of everyone in this company. But that kind of attitude will not help us in devotional service. In devotional service, if we want to progress, the easiest way is that we should become servant of the servant. Kulashekar Alvar, yet another great devotee of the Lord, when he is offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he says himself, he aspires to become servant of servant of servant of servant of servant of servant of servant. So he actually speaks about seven servants. So one should always be in this mood, without being servant of servant, one cannot actually progress in devotional service. Krishna also speaks in Bhagavad Gita, in Adi Puran, he discourages direct approach towards himself. He actually says, "Ye me bhakta jana partha, na me bhakta chate jana, mad bhaktam chaye bhakta, ste me bhakta tamahmata." So Krishna is telling to Arjuna that those people who actually tell that they are my devotees, they are not my devotees. But those people who call themselves as devotees of my devotees, they are actually my devotees. So this devotional service to Krishna always remains mystery. That are we directly serving Krishna or are we serving spiritual master? But service to Krishna and service to spiritual master should be seen in direct means. They should not be seen as two separate objects, but service to spiritual master should be considered first, and at the mature stage, both are synonymous. There is one more example which generally Sri Vaishnavas give about the position of spiritual master. One thing is, spiritual master actually protects a disciple from this network of cycle of birth and death. And another aspect of spiritual master is that he nourishes his devotional service. So Sri Vaishnavas give this example that we generally tell that lotus is actually friend of sun. Krishna is generally compared as sun, because Krishna is spotless. There is no spot on sun. But when we see that sun is, when we try to experience sun directly, it is actually scorching. Especially in the summer times, when we even little bit exposed to sun, we are scorched, we are tormented. So when in a similar way, when we are not matured, when we are trying to serve Krishna directly, if we are not matured, it scorches us. And we may end up in giving up devotional service altogether. So the sadhaka is compared to lotus, which blooms in devotional service and spreads fragrance. And the position of acharya is like water. The lotus will actually bloom when it is in the presence of water. We see that, generally flowers, they get dried up when there is summer. But lotuses will still bloom in summer. The reason is that they are connected to water. And the whole combination of sun and water makes lotus bloom. So any flower which is not connected to water, it actually dries up. So similarly, in Krishna consciousness, when we are not connected to devotees, or particularly Acharya, the spiritual master, we actually dry up. By the experience of Krishna itself, it makes us dry. We ourselves sometimes feel that Krishna consciousness is very dry, Prabhu. We are chanting Krishna's name, we are directly associating with Krishna. But we are actually not associating with the devotees. So the position of the Acharya is like the water, which actually surrounds the devotee and it actually nourishes the devotee, through which he can blossom and spread fragrance, that he can go out and preach. So our whole sampradaya, the teaching of our whole sampradaya, is that we respect spiritual master in all stages of our life. It is not that we achieved some position and after certain position we don't no longer lead it. Mayavadis give a very dirty analogy for this. They say that the whole material world is like a thorn which got pricked in the leg. And the bhakti, the activities of the bhakti or the function of the guru is like another thorn. With another thorn you remove one thorn, after the thorn is removed you throw both the thorns, because there is no use of this thorn and another thorn. So Mayavadis give this logic that devotional service is also material, but it is used to take out your other material activities. So the logic fails in itself, that why only this material activities are capable of removing that material activities, and even if this is material and that is material, why there is need of removing altogether? So the association of devotees and bhakti is actually not like a thorn. Vaishnavas use this logic in a different way. Actually, jnana and karma is actually the thorn, which is used to remove the other material activities. And at the end, what we remain is in the association of devotees. So there is yet another example which I heard in the classes of devotees, that jnana and karma is actually like a paper on which the address of devotional service is written. When we are searching for a particular destination, the address is actually very important. When we have not reached the destination, we want to see which lane, how to go, and all the particular details. But once we reach the destination, the paper in which the address or the details of how to reach the destination is written is of no use. We may just crash it and throw it out. So the karma and jnana are like helpful in the beginning to achieve devotional service. But once you achieve pure devotional service, you don't need to separately endeavor for jnana and karma. The aspects of karma and jnana in a purified way are present in devotional service. So we don't have to work for karma and jnana. So that was all about devotional service, Krishna consciousness and the position of Acharya, and what should be the mood of a person who is a pure devotee. So Prahlad Maharaj very expertly presents his mood of how he should always serve Narada Muni. And we should imbibe this mood in our own lives of serving the devotees of the Lord and Lord parallelly, and at the same time making sure that we are following the etiquette of respecting the spiritual master. So thank you very much. I would like to end the class here. If anyone has any questions or comments, they are most welcome. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki, Tai Go Premanande.